To end financial links with Harvard University, CBS's Stacey Lynn.
CBS News has obtained a copy of a letter from an administration official that's going out to all agencies, directing them to review outstanding contracts and terminate those they determine are not critical or in line with administration policies. There are 9 agencies who have about 30 outstanding contracts with Harvard, totaling around $100 million.
And there's news about the administration's bid to end federal funding for National Public Radio.
The lawsuit by NPR, Colorado Public Radio, Aspen Public Radio, and Colorado-based KUTE Inc. argues that the executive order to cut their federal funding is illegal and violates the First Amendment. The suit says the order is textbook retaliation and viewpoint-based discrimination. The president's executive order says the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and other federal agencies must cease federal funding for NPR and PBS. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Overseas, new information in Liverpool, England, after a van that rammed soccer fans yesterday.
Police in Liverpool say the driver had penetrated the parade route after a police roadblock was temporarily lifted to allow an ambulance through. And that led to this.
Oh, my God!
Police were quick to rule out terrorism and now say this.
We have arrested a 53-year-old man from West Derby on suspicion of attempted murder, dangerous driving offences, and driving whilst unfit through drugs.
He's in custody. 11 of the 50 people injured yesterday remain hospitalised. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A private report indicates consumer confidence rebounded this month after 5 straight months of declines. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
We were expecting a number around 86. We got 98. What that basically means is anything above 100 is positive. Okay. So we're still negative, but it's much better than people felt.
President Trump's social media company says today it plans to raise about $2.5 billion with an eye to creating a Bitcoin treasury. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up more than 600 points. The S&P is up 100. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Another construction project has started on one of Kenosha County's busiest roads. Water main replacement is starting today on 52nd Street between 46th and 52nd Avenues. Traffic is down to one lane each way. That project is expected to last through August 1st. A Milwaukee man died and a Racine man injured in a two-car crash Sunday afternoon in Caledonia. The Milwaukee man crossed the center line and struck a truck towing a boat. The Racine driver was hospitalized and released. The crash is still under investigation. The rapid construction of AI data centers is raising concerns about water usage, as those facilities need a lot. A PBS Wisconsin report says Microsoft's new Mount Pleasant site will use a closed-loop system with recycled water and chemicals. That's an effort to reduce consumption from Lake Michigan. Fire officials are investigating a swamp fire that burned nearly 400 acres near Antioch yesterday. Thick smoke was visible for miles. No injuries were reported in the incident. And Racine's Haymarket opens Thursday. It'll bring fresh food, arts, and live entertainment to Monument Square downtown. The event runs every other week through the summer from 4 to 7. There's details on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It's the Brewers and the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew and the Red Sox in Milwaukee. Yesterday, the Brewers held on to beat Boston 3-2. Jackson Chourio, a leadoff home run. Catcher Eric Haas knocking in an insurance run. Defensively, the Brewers looked better. Pat Murphy.
We're getting better. You know, our outfield defense, Collins made a great play. Ortiz made a diving catch on a line drive, but Collins in the outfield made that nice catch early. You know, Chirio's getting more and more comfortable in center. And, you know, when we have Frelick out there, these close wins that we've had lately, that makes for a good outfield.
NFL Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw out the first pitch at the game yesterday and says that he got some tips from the Brewers pitching coach Chris Hook.
Yeah, they gave me some tips on how to hold the ball. Chris told me I was holding it wrong, so he got me coached up. I didn't get a warm up at all, so that's why I was trying to loosen up the arm a little bit up there. Baseball is a little bit different than throwing a football, so trying to get used to it.
The Packers have OTAs in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Clouds then sunshine today with high temperatures flirting with 60. Then tonight, a chance of spotty sprinkles turns to scattered shower chances tomorrow afternoon. High temperatures take a little slide to the upper 50s. Then on Thursday, more sunshine and more mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Thank you, Brittany. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is on the way in 30 seconds, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center. Online at racinedisccenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Golf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Now, the rest of the story. Art Simmons was the neighborhood bully. But there was one thing that separated Art from the neighborhood bully you probably know. Art could fight. He could fight. While other bullies were mostly bluff and bluster, this one could underscore his intimidation with a remarkable pair of fists. Though he was barely 14, it was said that a full-grown man would think twice before taking on Art Simmons. Unfortunately, Art did not bully full-grown men. In fact, he often picked on younger boys, in particular a neighbor boy named Mike. Mike's father hated fighting, was always telling his son to avoid a confrontation. The Simmons boy calls you a name Dad admonished, you just ignore him. But Mike's father had forgotten how a boy's honor needs defending, and so he was shocked the afternoon he looked out the window and saw a battle raging right in front of their house. And it was Mike and Art Simmons. Furious, Dad rushed out the door and stopped it. You both ought to be ashamed, he was starting to say, when suddenly from somewhere, Mike's brother John came running full speed and tackled the Simmons boy. Well, now Dad had had enough. He seized John by the collar and hauled him into the house and gave him a whipping. John protested. After all, he was only trying to defend his younger brother. But Dad was adamant fighting was wrong, and that would have been that, except for the rest of the story. 3 days passed before John and Art Simmons encountered each other again. There were the usual taunts from the latter. John said, all right, if Art wanted a fight, he'd have a fight, but this time not where some grown-up could intervene. Instead, out in the woods, where a winner and a loser could be determined once and for all. So John and Art met in the woods. The boys were the same age, apparently evenly matched, fighting for their own territorial supremacy. John for his kid brother, and for all the kid brothers in the neighborhood. And John did not let them down. It was a merciless thrashing that he gave Art Simmons. And yet, unlike most kid wars, this one accomplished something. First, the reformation of a bully. And next, the initiation of a lifelong friendship between the two contestants. And perhaps most significant, it revealed something in John he might not otherwise have recognized, maybe ever. A tremendous talent for doing battle with his hands, with his fists. Oh, there'd be other fights in John's life, some of them ranked among the most ferocious ever fought anywhere. But now, reflecting on them, you will always recall John's first fight. Fought for the love of Mike. Fought for the love of his brother Mike. The war in the woods near Boston that set two young feet on a path to immortality 100 years ago. For all your life, you've known the name of America's bare-knuckle boxing champion of champions, John L. Sullivan. Only now you know the rest of the story.
I was guessing Mike Tyson was the little brother, and I was pulling for him. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, heard twice daily on WRJN. And that, of course, is being at 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05, like you just heard here on WRJN.
Racine, local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back. Hits WRJN. And yeah, the North Beach is open, and so is the North Beach Oasis. Racine's Beachside Oasis open now, and here's the great part of it. You don't have to give up listening to the Timeless Hits on WRJN because they're playing them there for you all summer long. In addition to the good food and the live music and even yoga, Timeless Hits on WRJN, part of Racine's Beachside Oasis. It's open Tuesday through Sunday. Playing us, WRJN.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
The Racine Raiders hit the road for one of the most anticipated games of the past decade as they play the Detroit Ravens in Detroit. The Raiders travel to Detroit on Saturday, May 31st. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Don't miss any of the action by gathering with other Racine Raiders fans at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill in Mount Pleasant for the official viewing party.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Beach Boys' Best. They recorded that twice because they got word that another group heard that song on a Beach Boys album and was going to record it. So the Beach Boys rush recorded the version you just heard and released it as a single, and that became the hit version. But I digress. Let's get you up to speed now on news of the day. Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The rush to build AI data centers in the area is sparking debate over water use. The facilities require a lot of water to keep the servers cool. A report on PBSWisconsin.org says at Microsoft's new Mount Pleasant site, they'll use a closed-loop system to reduce water consumption from Lake Michigan. They plan on using a system made up of a combination of cooling chemicals and recycled water. 3 years ago, Microsoft used about 1.5 billion gallons of water worldwide. That was up nearly 35% from the previous year. The images from Illinois are strange. Fire officials are still investigating the cause of a major swamp fire that burned 300 to 400 acres just across the state line near Antioch yesterday. Thick smoke was visible for miles. There were no injuries. If you did some Badger State travel over the weekend, you may have seen the differences. In Racine and Kenosha today, prices are right around the $3.04 mark a gallon. In Dodge County, it's more than a dime less at $2.92, but at $3.11 in Ozaukee County. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Average gas prices in Wisconsin rose slightly over the last week, landing at an average of $3.02 today. This is 4.4 cents higher than a month ago and over 38 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas prices across the state range from $2.59 to $3.49 per gallon, a difference of 90 cents. Prices didn't fall as far as anticipated for Memorial Day, but officials at GasBuddy say it was still one of the most affordable since 2021. They expect to see a relatively stable stretch for gas prices as we head into summer. Refinery maintenance is wrapping up, but several factors could still affect prices, such as the growing uncertainty around the upcoming hurricane season.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
More clouds than sunshine today, with high temperatures flirting with 60. Then tonight, a chance of spotty sprinkles turns to scattered shower chances tomorrow afternoon. High temperatures take a little slide to the upper 50s. Then on Thursday, more sunshine and more mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
W-R-J-N. Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Oh, celebrate.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, with Jerry's favorite son, Gary Lewis, presumably. She's just my style. She's a keeper. WRJN.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine, so fine. Other guys who meet her may not think she's much to see. I can't begin to tell you what she always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Besides the songs that Paul Simon wrote, he was an amazing guitarist. Witness Scarborough Fair from Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
hate him. And when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
With local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Another nugget coming up at 1:45-ish. But first, let's talk about the Raiders, the Racine Raiders, and the great job they're doing. I mean, they've shut out a couple of opponents this week. And they're going to play another football game, the Detroit Ravens, this weekend. You can hear the game here on WRJN. Pre-game 5:45, kickoff at 6. Is sponsored by Tropical Smoothie Cafe, you're on Tropic Time. Our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Kelly Friesema of eXp Realty, Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's Vinyl Destination. And Rasmussen's Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. The Racine Raiders going for win number, 31? I've lost track. 31 in a row. 31 consecutive wins. That's what they're going for this weekend. Hear it all here on WRJN.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
WRJN. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be so-
will make me feel alright. You know I feel alright. You know I feel alright.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and our introduction to Linda Ronstadt, her first hit with Stone Ponies, Different Drum.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Give the moon.